Democrats, who took over the Senate 2 years ago in a decisive series of wins, are poised to pick up even more seats, says Senator Michael Gianaris. He's overseeing the Democrat strategy. Gianaris, who spoke on his cell phone while he was standing in line to vote early, says he's encouraged by the high number of New Yorkers casting their ballots so far.
The enthusiasm we're seeing, both in the big numbers of absentee votes as well as early votes, is largely due to people very energized to vote against Donald Trump. And we're seeing a very big Democratic advantage in these early votes. And that's going to inure to our benefit for our candidates down the ballot as well.
10 Republican state senators have decided not to run again, and Gianaris believes that will benefit Democratic candidates. He says in some of those districts, the longtime GOP incumbent held the seat through name recognition and connections to their community, even though their district's demographics increasingly favored Democrats.
The fact that so many Republicans have chosen to retire only helps because there are districts that are Democrat by registration that were being held by personally popular Republicans who are no longer around.
Gianaris says many voters approve of the policies that Democrats have adopted over the past 2 years, including codifying the abortion rights in the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into law, strengthening tenant rights and gun safety laws, as well as combating climate change. He says Democrats hope to hold on to the 40 seats they currently have and increase seats upstate in the Rochester and Buffalo areas as well as in the Hudson Valley. He believes an open seat on eastern Long Island is also competitive. Democrats need just two more seats to form a supermajority. Then they'd be able to override any potential vetoes from Governor Andrew Cuomo. Senate Republicans say don't count them out yet. They're actively competing for seats. Minority Leader Robert Ort says he believes the GOP can take back several districts on Long Island and in the lower Hudson Valley that were previously held by Republicans for decades but were flipped by Democrats in 2018. He says his party hopes to hang on to two traditionally Republican-held districts in Syracuse and Buffalo, and he believes that some of the open seats previously held by the GOP can remain Republican. But he says he's taking nothing for granted.
There's no gimmies for me. In this election cycle in a state like New York, there's no automatics. And so wherever there's an open seat, you know, we have to be invested and take it very seriously.
Ort says Republicans are focusing on some of the less popular changes made by Democrats over the past couple of years, including bail reform measures opposed by many law enforcement groups. And he says some New Yorkers might not want to have one-party rule in state government and might want Republicans to deal with issues like managing the pandemic-ravaged economy.
Our attitude is, who do you trust to get the New York State economy going? Who do you trust to protect our communities and, you know, return some balance to the state? And I think that message has resonated with voters.
Whichever candidates win, there are some big decisions looming for the legislature in 2021. The state faces a cumulative two-year deficit of $50 billion, according to Governor Cuomo's budget officials. And without a relief package from the federal government, tough choices may have to be made, including possibly tax increases, spending cuts, aid reductions to schools, and even borrowing money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.